Daisy Thomas is with
hey.
Us.
Good morning. Hey,
good morning.
How
Daisy.
Are we all?
You're we looking good? Fresh.
Fresh as a daisy. Yeah, very good. Yeah.
I know you were down in Sorrento. I was amazed to find out that you were going back-to-back weekends
oh boy.
Of what is effectively country football.
Yes.
How'd you go? And you were running around in the twos.
Yeah, well, that was probably the highlight. I was still bloody sore from the weekend before, to be completely honest with you, but it was good fun. I went down there. A mate of mine, his vice president down there, Ringer, and he said, look, we're struggling for numbers. I think they got beaten 3 weeks ago by 100-plus points, could hardly field a side. And
right.
So I wandered down there on the weekend, put the Sharks top on, wore the long sleeve.
Felt right.
It was about 12 degrees, so I needed the long sleeve.
Anyone troll you after this week?
No, there was plenty of people over the fence, and geez, they were funny buggers.
Yeah.
Offering me lots of Bundy. You want a Bundy and Coke?
But social media yeah. calmed down.
I was like, is that a sugar-free Coke? Because this body does not take full strength. But it was good fun, and we won by about 8 goals.
Well, I said that you'd kick 8 goals.
Well, you were correct.
And you kicked 1-3.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, no, you were incorrect.
How were the 3 points? I'm more interested in those.
Bad.
Where were they from?
One was about 30 out. One was sort of on the back of the ball came. It was a pretty windy day.
Snap.
So one was a snap from the pocket. Probably should have gone back and had a set shot. And another one, the ball came long over the back of the pack. I was sort of smart enough to read it, but not quite the reactions that I once had. Hit me in the plums and then roll through my legs for a point. So the locals behind the goals really enjoyed that. Me not so much.
Nutmegged yourself off your own balls.
Yeah, correct.
That
double
is
nutmeg.
Astounding.
Is that a triple nutmeg?
It's a triple.
It's a lot of nuts.
Well, I'm
not
assuming
a lot of
it's a triple.
But it was good fun. And I tell you what, so they don't miss a beat down there. They obviously, I went down there. It was a proper love job. Like the week before, I was.
How much they pay you down there in the twos?
Well, I figured I'm running at a loss. I got charged $10 to get in the gate. I've rocked up and I obviously didn't have any kit on, so I just looked like a general punter. And
they charged you to come in.
The old bat on the gate said, $10, thanks, young fella.
You didn't say I'm
I don't
playing?
I get charged to go on the freaking MCG.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. You're actually $10 down.
So, yeah, well, I got the beanie, so
the
I didn't have to pay
good.
For that. So I'm probably, yeah, just about
just
broke even.
Up.
Yeah.
Just up.
But it was good fun. And
have you committed to any more?
Well, I haven't, no, but I've been told there's 4 more games till I qualify for finals by the president about 1 minute after the siren went. So
do you reckon you'll play another 4?
Look, I'm not ruling it out.
Well, that's
good. I had a genuine ball.
Like, if you're enjoying it, why wouldn't you?
And that's it. I just like obviously do the specials with Triple M footy and whatnot, so it'll work a little bit and be dependent on a little bit of my schedule. But
what time do the twos kick off?
Midday. It's brilliant. Got your first beer by about half time.
Oh, I love it.
From Daisy Thomas next. It's 8:41 on the Marty Shergold Show. And get the Toyota Forklift Advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. Daisy Thomas with us this morning.
And just what a joy it is. What about the Roo Boys over the weekend in Launceston?
How good was that, eh?
How good.
What a time to sleep.
I slept through 3/4 of it and woke up when they were singing the song, but I got the vibe straight away that we dominated the Hawks. Have a listen to this. The emotion, the power of going down to Launceston. You would have been to Launceston.
I did. I went
times.
Down there a couple of times. It's a really nice place.
It's a beautiful ground.
Yeah, it's good down there. I do love Tassie. Great place. Spend a couple of days down there after.
Yeah.
Just tour around, find the wineries and the fooderies. Hobart's lovely as well, of course.
Salamanca.
Oh, treat yourself.
9,000 at the ground, if you're wondering.
That's so almost as many as a Richmond game.
Just ripped the lid off.
Yes.
Down there. They're still talking about it in Launceston.
Did you catch the Richmond game? Geez, their supporters are getting a little bit snooty, aren't they? Not happy with travelling from the MCG to Marvel. Dimmer was on record as saying, I hate this place.
I believe it was their smallest home crowd since 2004.
Yeah, how many did they get? Do you know?
Only about 14,000.
18, I think it was. 18,600, yeah. So they weren't happy. It's a tram-free zone as well, so you don't have to tap on, tap off. It's 2 stops from East Richmond, just through Flinders Street, and then you jump off at Southern Cross, or it's a 6-minute drive, 6 kilometre, 11-minute drive.
They just won't do it.
They just won't do it. They're just very happy with themselves at Tiggs. You just need to remember that for, you know, the best part of 10 years, you came ninth every year. So just be grateful that you're still playing. And it was a red hot game and they won. So
and they won by 4 points.
Yes.
And 12-11 versus 13-9.
Yes. So do you want me to move on to my losers and winners? Do you want me to straighten the ship up a little bit?
Look, I'm always happy to just have a chat, mate. But let's do your winners and losers.
Yes, all right. Well,
you're going losers or winners
first? I'll start with the losers.
All right, good.
Yeah, the loser in that actual game, the goal umpire, I'm not sure if you saw it.
We covered that today.
Did you? Adam Wojcik got absolutely mixed by Dustin Martin.
Yes.
Dislocated his shoulder. Now, I'm fine with that. He gets in the way, but he's sort of becoming a serial offender here.
This is what Will told me.
Yeah, I know.
The show.
He's making Razor Ray is the, you know, the man in the middle that everyone loves, and oh, that's Razor Ray. Mm. This bloke getting hangers taken on him. He's running to Nat 5. He's tried to tackle Dusty. Just need to stay in your lane a little bit, I reckon, mate.
You're not playing.
And then dislocated shoulder and couldn't get up and do his job.
And then he effectively won them the game too, because he called that a goal, which ended up being umpire's call.
Yes,
it was the difference in the end. It's all big.
Was
chance.
It a goal?
There's a chance it was, but it was inconclusive. Inclusive on the replay.
And he called it a goal?
Yeah.
Well, then it's a goal.
And he couldn't get up and do his job. I remember when I dislocated my shoulder first minutes of Carlton Tigers far wing MCG, I still got up and did my kick. Took my kick. So yeah. I was the highest ranked Supercoach player points per minute in that game.
How did they put your shoulder back in?
One doctor held me and the other one ripped it back in. Took three goes.
And then did they strap it and you go back out?
No, I was cooked.
That's it.
Yeah, that was it.
Thank God.
A couple of endone on the bench and just slept through that game
and
a bit like you watching the Roos.
At home later that night.
That's it, you betcha. And then into surgery. That's it.
I'll need 9 endones.
That's a lot for 12 hours.
Doesn't matter.
I have many friends. Point two, the umpires, just in general. Now, I went back, I watched every game over the weekend. I got my abacus out, right?
This is losers still.
This is losers.
Umpires.
1,162 tackles were laid over the weekend.
1,100.
88 free kicks were paid.
Well, that doesn't seem right.
They've lost the pee and the whistle.
Mm-hmm.
They just refuse to pay holding the ball, incorrect disposal, dropping the ball, call it what you will. They've gone too far the other way.
And there's been a few that have been at quite dramatic moments in games.
Correct. And we've seen that throughout this season. And the worst part of this is now there will be an overcorrection.
Yeah.
And we saw it last year. Alistair Clarkson came out. It was his side again in the questions about it. And then they came out the next week, and for about a month of football, if you touched the ball and then got tackled,
they
you
went
got
nuts.
Pink. So it's
good
gonna
stats
be...
from you.
Thank you.
Very
thank you.
Good.
And we thank Mark Robertson from the Herald Sun. That wasn't actually me. And the other losers for the week, the Pies, the Blues, and the Hawks. Now, the big Melbourne clubs, 16th, 13th, and 17th on the ladder.
Oh, no.
Not looking like they'll be moving too far from those spots either. So not great for them. To the winners, the Western Bulldogs, of course, sitting second on the ladder now, went across to Port Adelaide, stuck one up Koshy in his prison bars, which is always good to see.
You're a big fan of that.
I'm a big fan of that, and I just might keep bringing it up.
Sticking it right up Koshy.
I think the Pies play Port this week too. Is that correct, Will?
Let's find out.
All right, let's do that. I'll keep moving along. But I'm just hoping that maybe the Pies cheer squad has a sense of humour and sings the old... the Port song that they get up and about to. The
Never Tear Us Apart.
Never Tear Us Apart at the start of the game.
They do. It's Sunday at 3:20 at the G.
Well, let's see how much of sense of theatre they have. The second biggest winner, Melbourne. The Ds, they're 9-0. First time in 65 years.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I spoke to my good mate, Sally Capp, the Lord Mayor. She's a good Pies person.
Yeah.
She said it's great for the city. Chino's RMs and North Face jackets are up 900%. the economy is
nervous,
just... they're single-handedly bringing the Melbourne economy back, the Ds. Mount Buller, of course, not too happy because all lots of cancellations. But anyway, move on. And the biggest one,
yes.
Kenga, ruse. Can you believe it? They have just got the job done. A lot of people, including yourself, said they wouldn't win a game.
I said they'll win three across the next 3 years.
Yep. Well, they've only got two to go, and that's probably still a fair statement.
What about it, though? We're only three games outside the eight. Is it too early to dream?
I'm not even sure if that's a serious question. I'm not going to give it the airtime to answer it seriously. But
we're
for
only
them,
three games outside the eight.
I've been in this position, right, in a team that hasn't been going great.
Mm.
And the relief you get from winning,
they'll be up and about.
You go every week, you do your best. And I remember explaining it to my missus, and she's like, you get over it. I was like, no, imagine you had the biggest pitch of your work career every week.
Yes.
So you prep for it, you go and do it.
That's right.
You get to your prep, you think you've nailed it, and you they execute. Go, oh, no, not quite good enough. Work on this, this, and this. So you go back, you do that for the entire week, and this has been going on for 9 weeks. So it's mentally draining. It's demoralizing. You're working your backside off. If anything, when you're going bad, you're working harder than the teams that are going good.
Do you reckon Noble would have said to them, have a couple of beers tonight, boys, and enjoy it?
Guarantee you they would have got absolutely sloshed.
Good.
In a responsible manner.
Yeah, of course, a responsible service of alcohol.
It was his birthday too, 54 years old, a Tassie bloke. So just a really good feel-good story, and well done to the Kengas.
Good on you, Daisy.
See you next week, 8:47.